have the Surveyor, which has already made a successful landing on the moon. A very expensive model. And the Lunar Orbiter spacecraft. The Ranger A, which has made many pictures of the moon. And here we have the Saturn V. You see, the actual flying of the capsule is a very small part of the flight. Now, in addition to flying the spacecraft, the astronaut must observe and report on scientific data that is being collected inside and outside of the capsule. Now, if you'll just step this way, please. This is our new testing chamber. Dr. Alfred Bellows will answer any questions you may have. And I certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
Jeannie, how many times have I told you not to come to NASA?
Oh, Master, I'm having a terrible time. I cannot make up my mind. I'm redecorating the living room. Now, which do you think would look best?
None of
this.
What is this? This is not really the appropriate place.
Or
for
this
it.
One.
Jeannie, what are you doing?
Or this one.
No.
Do you think that would look nice in the living room?
Wow! Now, Jeannie, get rid of these things.
Oh, I have one more to show you.
No, really, I mean it. I want them out of here.
Oh, Master, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm all right. Now, get out of here, right? Jeannie. What happened? Jeannie.
Speak to me.
What happened? Well, you knocked her out when you opened the door, Doctor.
I did?
Yes.
Oh,
are you all right?
Young lady. Well, just don't sit there. Call a doctor.
Dr. Bellows, you are a doctor.
Of course I am. She's breathing, but she has no pulse.
Yes, well.
Oh, she's coming around. How do you feel?
My professional advice would be not to answer any questions at all right now, my dear.
Are you her doctor?
No, sir. I'm her lawyer. Say another word. I want her examined by my personal physician.
If you don't mind, I'll examine her first.
No, nobody's going to examine her.
What? Well, I mean, she feels all right.
Whiplash can fool you.
Whiplash?
And concussion.
Oh, concussion?
Really? I am just fine.
Yeah, see, she's fine, sir.
See? Oh, I want her taken to the hospital immediately.
Come on, Roger. Can't you get any more speed out of this thing? We got to get to the hospital before Dr. Bellows examines Jeannie.
I've got the accelerator under the floorboard now. Will you relax so Dr. Bellows makes a few tests and takes a few x-rays? I mean, what's the panic?
Have you got any idea what the inside of a 2,000-year-old genie might look like?
Yeah, well, it probably looks like, well, you can see. Let's hurry. All is ready.
Roger!
Wait a minute!
Oh, go ahead, miss.
Okay.
Pardon me, miss.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Listen, I was looking for a girl.
Oh, I can't help you, sir. But the floor nurse will be back in just a moment.
Floor nurse.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, we're looking for a young lady about this high with the blonde hair.
Her name, please.
Jeannie.
Is that her first name or her last name?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Dr. Bellows brought her in.
Oh, that young woman.
Yes.
Poor thing.
What do you mean? What's the matter with her?
Her doctor will have to give you that information.
Well, give us a clue. Is she all right or isn't she?
We're not allowed to say.
Could you give us her room number?
I'm sorry. She can't have any visitors.
Oh, I see.
Third floor.
Major Nelson?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was just about to call you to get over here. We have reports to fill out how, when, where the accident happened.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just on my way to see the young lady, too.
Poor thing.
Poor thing?
Well, you just don't run across these things very often. Unless, of course, she's fainting.
Well, doctor, what's the matter with her?
I'd prefer not to say until I've seen the x-rays.
Oh, you've already taken the x-rays?
They'll be ready any minute. I have the feeling that I've seen her somewhere before. Major Healy. What's her name?
Yeah, her name?
What's her name?
What's her name?
Oh, what's her name? She was on the tour, wasn't she? Her name would be on the tour list.
I didn't see it there, sir.
She just didn't pop out of the clear blue sky, right?
Whatever you say.
I'm afraid that this blue fellow is really trying to put one over on us. Needless to say that... needless to say that the legal department of the Adjutant General's office isn't going to look too kindly on the whole incident.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about, sir. I have a feeling that by this afternoon she'll have forgotten about the whole thing.
I'm sure she will. She's already forgotten everything else.
You mean she's not talking?
Well, it isn't a question of talking. Dr. Bellows, it's...
wanted in x-ray.
Oh, the x-ray's
ready. Dr. Bellows.
Shall we go, gentlemen?
Oh, of course, yes.
But that's impossible.
That's exactly what I said, sir, when I developed them. But there they are.
Campbell, are you trying to tell me that the inside of that woman's head is a still photograph of your diploma?
Either that, sir, or she's hollow. In the head, sir.
Well, really, Campbell, I expected a better excuse from you than that.
Well, I think I could give...
There might be another explanation, sir. Maybe she saw the diploma, and maybe she has a photographic memory, and that's what you got the picture of.
We'll reschedule the x-rays.
All right now, honey, once more. What's your name?
I do not know.
That's great. You're doing beautifully.
But I really do not know.
That's right. Play it for all it's worth. And honey, it's worth a small fortune.
What is?
I've had some good accident cases in my day, but this is the pièce de résistance. One defenseless little girl against the entire space program. Millions of dollars to go to the moon, but not a decent settlement for one lonely, injured little girl seeking her lost identity here on Earth. Honey, they'll be shoveling the money into us. Oh, that'll probably be the press. I told them I'd make a statement. Now, I'll see them out in the hall. You're much too sick to have visitors. Oh, but if you could manage grant her a groan that can be heard outside, it won't hurt us. Know what I mean, honey? Is America a democracy with a heart, or is it a cruel, uncaring dictatorship? Gentlemen, inside this room lies a victim of the space age. A beautiful young blonde, 36-24-36. Ruthlessly struck down by a piece of equipment destined to go to the moon. Did I hear someone refer to this lovely child as a moon maid?
No. I'm not gonna do it. I don't even have a union card.
Listen, we've got to get Jeannie out of there before Dr. Bellows takes any more pictures of her head.
Yeah, what are you going to find? It's transparent.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What do you do? Why don't we just go through the door like everybody else?
Because Poole is in there, and you heard him talking to those reporters. If he makes any more speeches like he's been doing, he's not only going to win a law case, he's going to build a shrine to Jeannie, and we're going to be buried at the foot of it. Now, come on, put this on. The painters aren't going to be back. They'll be back in a few minutes. Come on, that'll do it.
What do you need me for?
Because it takes two to get that thing up in the air. You work the ropes from that end, and I'll handle this side, okay? Go on. When I say now, ready?
Yeah.
Now.
Jolene!
Don't panic.
Roger.
Well, frankly, I think it's a bit flashy, but then again, it's all a matter of taste. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
It's me.
And me.
Yeah, we've got to get you out of here.
I'll say, and we haven't got a moment to lose.
Yeah, if Dr. Bellis takes any more x-rays of you, we're in real trouble. Where are your clothes? Where are your clothes, huh?
I do not know.
Well, I'm sure you won't have any difficulty dreaming up a little something to wear, huh?
Dream up a little something to wear?
Yeah, hurry up. We've got a scaffold waiting.
A scaffold?
Yeah, it's right outside the window.
Don't do that. What's gotten into you, Jeannie?
You called me Jeannie?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Let's get home fast.
Home? I live with you?
Well, of course you do.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I had no idea. Well, I mean, I never thought that would... Oh, how long have we been married?
Married? Who said anything about being married?
We are not married, and I live with you.
What's the matter with that?
What is the matter with that? What kind of a girl do you think I am?
Come on, Jeannie. We know what kind of a girl you are. Now, stop fooling around.
That is exactly what I intend to do. Get out.
Jeannie,
get out or I will scream.
No, come on. We're going. Yeah.
Oh, before you go, do you mind telling me who I am?
You don't know who you are?
No. And who are you?
You know who I am. I'm Lovable Raj.
No, she doesn't know who you are, Lovable Raj. She's got amnesia.
Amnesia? Oh, Jeannie, we're here to help you. I'm your friend.
So I gather?
No, it's not what you're thinking, not at all. You live with me, but you don't live with me. Well, you live in a bottle.
If you leave now... I promise not to tell them where to look for you.
No, you don't understand. You see, you're a genie.
I know.
No, I mean a genie.
And I live in a bottle.
Yeah, and I'm your master. Now it's clear, huh?
Very.
Give us a chance to prove it.
Yeah, you've got very powerful powers.
Yeah.
What kind of power?
All you have to do is blink.
Yeah. Try it.
No, I do not think.
Try it.
Very well, if it will keep you calm. There, now will you go?
No. You don't understand. You see, when you blink, you have to think of something. You have to concentrate. I'm here to help you, Jeannie. We're trying to rescue you. Please try.
Rescue me.
That's right.
Rescue me.
How did you do that? Has anyone here seen King Arthur?
I didn't do it. You did it.
I cannot believe my eyes.
Neither can I. Where did that knight in armor come from?
Yeah, what knight in armor, sir?
Oh, that night.
Well, I just blinked and it was there.
No, you know, we found out who this young lady is. You've heard of Houdini, the greatest male magician in the world. Well, this is Jeannie, the greatest female magician in the world. She uses this young gentleman in the horse in the act. That's probably where you saw her on television, or perhaps one of the stage.
No, it isn't. I remember where I saw her before. Wasn't she the girl that was with you in...
No, I don't think she was. No, she wasn't with me then, sir. Why don't you do your big disappearing act?
Disappearing act?
You know, at Dr. Bellows' house.
Oh, I do not think I could...
Well, concentrate. Dr. Bellows' house. Oh, now he's back at his house and he's forgotten about... Jeannie, I said house, not mouse.
Which way to go?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody stop that mouse!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dr. Bellows. I beg your pardon.
Huh? Have you seen a little white mouse around here?
A mouse?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. If I had, you would have heard me. It's clear to the other end of the base.
Have you seen Dr. Bellows yet? No, she hasn't seen him.
Dr. Bellows, I thought you said you were looking for a mouse.
Yeah, well, they kind of go together. Yeah, you see, well, Dr. Bellows goes with the mouse, and the mouse goes with Dr. Bellows. Well, you see, so that's not exactly... Roger, do you think I wouldn't dare?
Dr. Breckenridge.
Major Nelson.
Say, these little mice wouldn't be the ones that are
going on that Mars probe at 1600 hours. Yes, sir, we are going to Mars, aren't we, Dancer Francis Dunder? Well, that's funny, there are five of them. Well, I thought we only scheduled four. Oh, well, off we go.
Well, look at you. That's better. You look terrible.
I have found out who I am.
Shh. Not so loud. First we get a nice fat settlement of, say, $1 million, then you find out who you are.
But I have already found out who I am. I am Jeannie the Great.
I mean, like Catherine the Great.
I am a magician.
Well, now, who told you that?
The two men who came in that window.
Two?
And then I blinked in a knight on a horse. I'm not certain how I did that, but it was a wonderful trick. And then I blinked them out again.
I'm going to ask for $2 million.
It is wonderful. All I do is think and blink.
Now we'll get you the best psychiatric care in the world. We'll send you to Vienna.
What is a Vienna?
Sure. Now, if you just stay calm, I'll get Dr. Bellows.
Oh, I blinked him into a little white mouse.
$3 million.
Oh, how's the patient?
Terrible, Doc. Don't let anything happen to her. She's my first legitimate case.
Oh, it is you again.
Don't scream again.
Oh, I am not going to scream.
Jeannie, we need your help. You've got to get Dr. Bellows back.
Do you realize in an hour and 14 seconds, Dr. Bellows is going to be on his way to Mars in a mouse cage? You've got to bring him back.
But I do not know how to bring him back.
Yeah, well, of course you do. After all, you're a genie.
Genie in a bottle.
Yeah, that's right. You don't believe me?
No.
Jeannie, look, I don't have time to argue. Just trust me, please.
Very well. What is it you wish me to do?
All you have to do is think Bellows and blink.
Think Bellows, blink.
Yeah, that's all. Just think Bellows and blink.
You've got the wrong Bellows.
Well, I'm sorry. I am rather tired. Perhaps if we try it again tomorrow.
No, Jeannie, we don't have time for that. Please, just try once more.
I'll concentrate with you, okay? I'll form a picture in my mind, and you blink.
Roger!
Well, I tried to think of Dr. Bellows.
All right, let's try the word association game.
Dr. Bellows is on his way to Mars, and you want to play games.
Roger, this might trigger her into remembering who she is.
Oh, I get it. We name some people and some places, and we get her memory going, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, where do we start? She's been around a long, long time.
That is a terrible thing to say.
He didn't mean anything by it, Jeannie. Now, I'm going to mention some names, and you see if it helps you remember, okay? Julius Caesar.
No.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
No.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Millard Fillmore.
What?
Well, he was the 13th president of the United States. What's wrong with Millard Fillmore?
Would you just drive? Mark Anthony.
No.
Cleopatra.
No.
Oh, turn on the radio. They're broadcasting the launch.
Why don't we think of some places?
15 minutes to countdown. All systems to go.
Places. Paris.
No.
Berlin.
Mm-mm.
Madrid.
No.
How about Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga?
Only 5 minutes more.
Ah, poor Dr. Bellows. We should have sent him some cheese.
Stop the car.
I am.
There's a telephone booth. Pull over there, will you?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Pull over?
All right.
Right here.
What are you doing?
I'm going to call the launch pad and have them stop the launch. Oh. Roger, give me a dime, will you?
All right.
What are you doing? They're not going to stop the launching. Look, we don't have the time. She is obviously not going to regain her memory. Give me the dime.
Wait a minute.
I got it.
She lost her memory when she was hit on the head, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
all we have to do is take this and maybe we could just... Give me the dime.
All right, I'll give you the dime, which is just a suggestion. All we need.
Speak to me. Are you all right? Huh?
What happened?
Well, you got...
Master! Oh, where are we?
You're all right. You got your memory back.
Well, I was showing you some statues, and then I got hit on the head. And...
Roger.
Major Healy! Oh, Major Healy!
Roger, are you all right? Here, sit up. Talk to me. Say something.
Who are you?
Get Dr. Bellows back. Blink now. Get him back.
Dr. Bellows, what happened?
What happened? Oh, you came to the testing chamber and you were trying to show me some statue. I can't go into it, Jeannie. Just blink him back.
And there it goes. It's a beautiful launch. It's going way up. And it's up in the blue and it looks like a perfect shot. And as the Mars probe launch was a success this afternoon, so was the strange sea rescue out in the Pacific today. Although the explanation is still forthcoming, Dr. Alfred Bellows of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration was plucked safely from somewhere in the middle of the Pacific Ocean today. How did he get there? Nobody seems to know, not even Dr. Bellows, who is still in somewhat of a state of shock. However, he is expected to recover quickly, and perhaps the mystery will be cleared up then.
You sure you're all right, Ross?
Oh, you mean the loss of memory? Well, that was just a temporary thing.
Well, Dr. Bellows is all right, and you're all right, so...
Yeah, well, I'm a little tired. Why don't you go on home? I'll get some rest.
Okay, sure.
Well, goodbye, Major Healy, and I'm very sorry that I caused you so much trouble.
Oh, that's all right, Jeannie. Thanks for everything. Okay. Bye.
I'll see you, Ron.
You don't want us to order dinner for you, anything?
No, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Major Healy, my name is Poole. I'm sure you remember me. Now, I've been going over your case, and I see here an opportunity for us, for me to make a great deal of money. You hold it here. You must give me your signature, then I will...